When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm completely recognizing that I am incapable of singing without probably years of training by a professional singing teacher or what have you. Maybe my voice can be trained to speak okay, but singing... I haven't found anything that sounds halfway decent since I sang a Kris Kristofferson song many years ago when I was very young, maybe 8 or 9 years old. I don't remember. I have a recording of it, but the record company was a little bit jerkish about using it, even though I recorded, well, my parents, maybe I had a tape player. And I recorded it, but I respect artists, and I'm not going to put it up there, at least for the time being. If I can figure out a way to do it legally where Kris Kristofferson gets credit and any kind of money from it, then absolutely I'll put it up there. Otherwise, it's just private use. My mom seemed to like it, but then again, what mother wouldn't? I think it was halfway decent. So maybe she was on to something just with that recording. My mom has always been quite blunt. So for her to tell me that it sounded good, maybe that was an exception of where it sounded okay. But I'm not going to play it. What I am going to do is continue on this sleep aid / comedy streak, even though I've been in a lot of pain lately emotionally. I have a day or a few hours where I feel really good and I think things are going to turn around, and then I just come right back down to the ground. So one of the things I've been working on over the last few weeks or months is a poem that I thought I might be able to turn into a song, but I am not musically inclined at all. I really, really suck. And for some reason, I wasn't given that talent. And I certainly didn't hone the skill or practice enough to become halfway decent. So what I am going to do is read and maybe do a little sing-songy type. Not actually singing, but maybe a little humming as I'm reading what I got. And it really summarizes why... There's been a lot of scarring from friendship, absolutely since the beginning. And so I'm going to read the words, and none of this is meant to, call out anybody on anything. Although one of them, I sure would like to call out some things, but it's just a clusterfuck in so many ways, and I don't want to go there. Not in this episode. So I'm going to read this. And another thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take advantage of this Spotify option where I could have some music play. And I'm going to see if that will kind of make the episode sound a little cool. And I'm going to pick... Van Nuys is a city in California. A Van Morrison song, My Lonely Sad Eyes. I think it was when he was with them. And I just love that song. I love Van Morrison so much. It's such great music. So let me go ahead and read this poem. The poem is called Had a Friend. I had a friend. His name was Guy. He ran his bike under a bus, driven by her. He died. He was my friend. I had a friend. His name was B. He slept in his barn. He lied, bully, ruined my life. There he is. Haven't seen him since. I had a friend. His name was M. 10th grade in the gym. Every class together in call. Drove to see me with friend Paul. We had fun for a week. Then he drove home, fell asleep. He died. He was my friend. I had a friend. It was the church. I went to teach, not on the beach. Church was there, then it wasn't. Church was true, then it wasn't. And here's the chorus, or at least the first time the chorus is sung. I miss my friends, won't you be mine? I miss my friend, won't you be mine? I had a country, loved me so. Loved it back, you know. It took my bets, but now it takes far more than it gets. That actually should say, but now it takes more than it gives. I had a friend. It was my confidence. Fake, pretend, or what recompense? My confidence was shattered if it ever existed. Never returned, maybe never there. I had a career, now in the rear. I don't have it anymore. It's gone away. I had a friend. Won't you be mine? What do we do to keep a friend? I had a friend. Name was D. Laughing times, he was a key. Now so sad, told me to end my life. No more D. Won't make glee. I don't know. I really, 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 really don't know. I miss my friends. Won't you be mine? I miss my friend. Won't you be mine? And that's pretty much it. And I wanted to turn that into some sort of song or something. But again, I fail at every turn with stuff like that. And so I just wanted to publish something today because I had the time and the quiet time, I should say. And I want to kind of see how that works out with the Spotify music availability. I don't think it'll be available on most platforms, but maybe it'll play just fine on Spotify. I'm not sure how it's going to sound, but so this is kind of an experimental episode, while at the same time, if someone were listening to several episodes, it'll kind of flow and help you fall deeper into sleep or continue laughing. Whoever's out there listening, whoever you are, thank you for listening. Goodbye for now.